track 10 and the last of our news stories. Future of stores uncertain as Poundland is sold. The future of Poundland stores up and down the country, including Newton Abbott's store, is uncertain as the brand is sold for, ironically, £1. The budget chain has been sold by Polish firm Pepco to US investment firm Gordon Brothers for a nominal sum. In the wake of the sale, a proposed restructure of the business will be put before the High Court. The possible shake-up could see up to 100 of its 825 stores close, the BBC has reported. Devon is home to several stores, including Newton Abbott, Tynmouth and Torquay, but no information about the stores that could be at risk of closure has yet been released.
Library charity launches Cancer Care Collection. Libraries Unlimited are launching a brand new collection of books aimed at supporting those affected by cancer. This is thanks to a successful bid to the Peninsula Cancer Alliance. The Cancer Care Collection consists of 43 physical books made up of a mixture of adult, young adult and children's books, and these can be borrowed from libraries across Devon. In addition, there is also a digital collection available for free to library members on the BorrowBox app and website. Alongside increasing physical and digital book stock on cancer information, they are launching a campaign to raise awareness with the aim of making talking about cancer feel as normal as possible and supporting communities across the county. This will include library information displays, campaigns around National Awareness Days, working with local health providers to run joint events, informal discussions at book clubs or community cafes, and much more. Stephen Brown, Director of Public Health and Communities, said, "Cancer is the largest contributor to ill health and premature death in Devon and will impact on many people's lives. Promotion of screening and initiatives which help raise awareness of cancer and supports those impacted by a diagnosis is welcomed. Libraries provide a trusted local place to access these new resources and help support prevention and early diagnosis." Alex Kitto, Chief Executive Officer at Libraries Unlimited, said, "Libraries are a place of information sharing and knowledge, but they are also a space for people to feel less alone. We are incredibly grateful to the Peninsula Cancer Alliance, which allows us to fund this project to bring those two strands together. Increasing people's confidence and understanding, whilst also sending the message, no matter how you have been affected, you don't have to be alone in this. It's okay to learn, to talk about, and be aware of the signs and symptoms of cancers, but we also acknowledge that everyone's experience is different."
Injury prompts flurry of activity for author. A writer from Dawlish, who has been laid up with a back injury since February, is preparing to publish another two books this summer, just weeks after releasing several other novels. Simon Tozer has been revisiting his books while he has been incapacitated by a prolapsed disc, unable to work as an on-call firefighter or to get out and about to research his non-fiction guidebooks. Simon has opted to focus on his fiction. He will be releasing a new book, Dartmoor Vales of Time, a sequel to his novel An Archway Through Time, at the end of June or in early July. All Simon's novels are based in and around South Devon and Dartmoor and draw on local history and mythology. "My inspiration was growing up in High Week and spending time on Dartmoor and the South Devon coastline as a child," Simon explained. "When I returned to Devon in 2001, I was inspired once more, and that brought out the creative in me, and I wanted to share what I learned about our great county." Simon has also published a range of local guidebooks focusing on swimming and walking.
Dawlish to host American Car Show. More than 3,500 visitors are expected to cruise to Dawlish for the American Car Show at Coughton Holidays this week. Now in its eighth year, the popular show will feature classic cars, live music, entertainment and family fun. display, including Buicks and Jeeps, and is a firm favourite. Owners of American Cars, which takes place from tomorrow, June 22.
Students unveiled. A new sculpture inspired by the work of students at Orchard Manor School has been erected in Dawlish this week. The Coast Guard is one of four sculptures being installed along the South Devon coast between Exmouth and Paignton as part of a project called Uncertain Tides. The two-year project, funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, aimed to connect diverse young people across Devon with their local coastline. Run by the Paddle Boat Theatre Company, Uncertain Coasts worked with children in a variety of schools, libraries, heritage spaces, and in the great outdoors to explore what the coast means to young people today, the challenges our coast faces, and how we might protect it in the future. The sculpture also includes a QR code, which will link to a game where players are asked to help the old lighthouse keeper to repair his light and can explore creative work by young people and discover more about the coastline. The Coast Guard is the third of the four sculptures to be installed, and it is located near the Avery on Brunswick Place. There are also sculptures on Cliff Park Road in Paignton and Sideshore in Exmouth.
Police launch appeal after e-bikes stolen. Officers are appealing for information after electric bicycles worth almost £20,000 were stolen during a burglary in a Dartmoor village. The burglary took place at a rural property in Venton, Drustainton, between 1:30 a.m. and 2 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 4th. Offenders broke into the garage of the property and targeted three valuable e-bikes. Sergeant Tom Otley said, "We are appealing to the public and businesses in the area to review their CCTV or doorbell cams and to contact the police if they have captured any suspicious activity or vehicles travelling around Venton at the time of the burglary."